Now, what have we got? Well, look, John and Edward are here, first of all. Hello, boys.
What's up, everyone? It's great
John
to be
and
here
Edward on RT2 FM.
It's our first interview since we got stranded, like, in Malahide, and it was crazy. But don't worry, we're safe. We're here now, and we was meant to be, and that's why we're on
your radio show.
Like, okay, let's get into that. I was gonna slowly ease into the fact you nearly died.
Yes.
But you're out in Malahide and
at like 10 o'clock at night, and then like 9, and then we walked the whole entire beach of Donna Bay really, really long, thinking that it connected to Malahide, but then we realized it was just all this water, and then we looked behind us and what was behind us was just all water. And the ground was moving and everything. It was insane. And we had our little cousin with us, so it was really dangerous because she couldn't even swim. And then even if it all came to all that me and John had to swim, we would have been in there with scuba diving gear, but it was real serious. We called up our mom.
We're just being cool about it, but it was really, really serious, and I feel like people need to know, like, just be aware.
And then we woke up the next morning, it felt like it hadn't happened, and it was like a massive plane.
It seemed like a scary dream, but
like a UFO attack, and then like 10 like rescue, and we had to like use our iPhone to flash the light.
Let's go back a sec. I actually don't know your mom's first name. Mrs. Grimes is out there. Hi, Mrs. Grimes. What's her first name?
Susanna.
Hi, Susanna. Now, question for you. Why, in the midst of unfolding tragedy and we might potentially die, would you call your mom and not 999 to go, hello?
We didn't want anybody finding out about it. We knew our mom was waiting for us, was around.
Like, simply, we were on our way to, we thought it was, but then we called her and, yeah.
But what happened? Did you require
like
emergency services?
No one knew it was us until the whole thing had ended. We didn't like call up and say,
it's Jed, we're stranded on the beach, come on, get us. We didn't use the whole, like, do you know who I am thing.
It was simply our mom called up and said, my two boys and their cousin are on.
So you did need like emergency services?
Yeah, it was crazy.
So what did they do? Did they come get you in a boat?
I thought it was going to be a boat just come and save us, but then it was insane. Like, there was a huge, massive helicopter. I mean, not even just a normal helicopter, just like this helicopter was massive, and then they had
the big,
like,
red emergency
squads.
Helicopter.
Was like,
yeah.
There was like help. Like, it was insane.
Oh, and it was like something out of a movie.
And we were covered in sand from up to our waist. Like, it was just.
And then we woke up.
Our car is still covered in sand. There's sand in our car.
Yeah, like our and the shoes he wore.
And
that,
like, just this morning, I was looking through like all our socks and every wet clothes. Like, the socks are still in the car. And I was like,
we kind of had to clean our car because when you come into RTE, the guy at the security checks you, says who's in here, and it's like, oh, it's Jedward, let us in.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Because when you come to RTE, the security dude.
But, oh, we're okay now.
That's a round of applause for being okay. Guys, question for you. You've heard all about. You have played in Croke Park, haven't you?
Yeah, we played four times.
Yeah, loads of times.
I mean, who did you support? Westlife?
We did Westlife like 3 times, and then we did 2 ourselves, but not like it was during a game.
Yeah,
it was
and
all good.
What do you think of this Garth Brooks fiasco?
I think it's insane. I think they should resolve it because people love going to see. It's been a long time since he's been in concert. And I feel like it'd be great to see him again coming to Ireland.
Yeah, and when you buy tickets to a concert, it's such a countdown, such a wait, and it's so weird that like people have booked their flights and done all this stuff and booked hotels.
But I hope it all works out. Like, it's just.
And like, I know like there's a lot of people in Ireland going to it, but I said a lot of people traveling to it as well. Because like usually when we have a concert, you've got like
it's
fans,
like Eurovision our concerts in
you've
Ireland.
Got fans from Germany. It's like a European Union meeting when people we have concerts.
You guys have met Barack Obama. Do you think he's the man to sort out the mess? Because now they've called on him, haven't they?
Great,
Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that'd be so great if Barack Obama came in.
I think the Queen and Barack Obama should say they had tickets.
No, but they've legitimately asked Barack Obama to get involved and sort out stuff.
Yeah, I think Barack Obama is strong enough because when Barack Obama came here, it was the biggest deal in Ireland. So if Barack Obama is involved, then things look bright for the fans of the tickets.
Okay. Well, hopefully it will resolve itself. Now, you guys you've gone out on your own. You're producing, writing your own music, and we're going to play one of your songs. But we're going to take one of these songs first. I want to chat about the song you've written and what it's like flying solo. So,
come on,
Owen,
you ready for it?
We're going to do a bit of JT first. Back to Jedward on 2FM.
Perfect song.
Back the night on 2FM. It's Owen McDermott in for Bernard Keaton Jan on Breakfast Republic. It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning.
Owen, you're doing a great job.
Oh, hey, thank you, Jedward.
Good morning to everybody. Going to work, going to traffic. It's a hard morning, but you're going to rock today.
Another message of inspiration, please.
Just go out there today, okay? Be the best person you can be and don't let life's ups and downs get you down.
Unless you got a Garth Brooks ticket and you're like, what am I meant to do with this? Am I going?
On that note, actually, a lot of people texted in. Owen, it's time to get Nidge and Fran to negotiate. Kula Bulis is Kieran. Ron Burgundy, news anchor extraordinaire. Will Ferrell is the man we need. Will Bono be involved to get the concert back on? He might do a duet on stage with Garth, says Joe. I think Chuck Norris should sort out the Brooks saga. Brendan O'Carroll should get involved in the Garth Brooks concert. Michael O'Leary is another suggestion.
Loads of our fans are Garth Brooks fans.
If all comes to all, Jedward Caprona concert.
If Garth Brooks
talking country
play.
Style, like
sing our songs.
Jedward,
country.
Five Nights in Croke Park.
Lipstick on, here I come, daddy, dum, yo,
boys, I have questions for you.
What's the question?
We covered the fact you nearly died, but you survived. Congratulations.
Yes.
There was rumors circulating around briefly that you had been offered the role of Extra Factor host. True or false?
Okay, basically, all the different producers and stuff, and the ITV boss contacted us by email and said that we were two of the best contestants they ever had. So we were kind of like going, there's no Extra Factor presenters. And then we were like, they all contacted us on Twitter, but we never had gone over an audition, but it was all, they were still up for this.
Okay, so
that was
speculation. Second question. I also read you'd be interested in doing Eurovision for another country. Now, in my head, Judas word doesn't have quite the same ring as Jedward.
It's not. It's kind of hard when you have like people like Germany and different people coming to you going like this big massive, they've got big massive like teams like you want to do the cup in Europe.
And we have like this business.
Sorry, do that German accent again, please.
No. Hello, guten Tag, Jedward. Anyway, we have this business email on our Twitter, and then the guy who wrote Austria's song contacted us and he wants to write a Eurovision song
about,
with us.
When you're writing songs, all about concepts, you know, like Umbrella, Rihanna, it's all about the different concepts and where the direction the song's going. So it's about people, we always think outside the box, so we write, have so many different concepts for songs.
And Owen, there's a lot of countries out there that never even get to qualify for the final, so maybe Jedward could be like,
so you're saying yes, you countries. Would compete
no,
for another country,
them, maybe write a song for
we'll
them.
Write a song,
don't worry, we'll still come out and be like, yeah, we're with Ireland, I know we're representing this country.
Speaking of writing music then, let's talk about your new song, because you've gone solo now. You're literally,
we're not solo, we're together still.
No, but in terms of like, you are self-funded, self-writing, self-producing.
Yes.
But,
we've always done that, but like, we've always been really involved with everything we do, music videos, music. Like, the thing about it is like, just getting over those barriers, like even just starting writing songs. Like, we started writing songs about 2 years ago, and we're kind of writing songs that were kind of, they're okay, but then you just keep on at it and you get better and better the more you do it.
We're recording in LA in January, and we're watching the Winter Olympics. You know Gracie Gold? She's like this American US Olympian, and basically wrote about her. It was like one of the last songs we did for our album. We just wanted a song that was real kind of magical.
And loads of people have got tattooed, like it's crazy. And
this song, we're going to play Free Spirit.
Yeah, and then you just got to do the right chord progression.
We shot the music video down in Wicklow. We literally looked at all the cool movie locations.
Like, we weren't going to LA and recording, like, look at us, we're having a party and all this typical video. We wanted to
have a party in Wicklow.
We went to Rome for a day and filmed outside the Coliseum.
Didn't go to sleep.
Didn't go to bed.
Stayed up to sunrise because the sky was really, really blue. And then we filmed the whole music video.
That's on YouTube.
It looks
so
professional.
It's on Jedward Vivo.
Well, we're going to play that song right now.
Let's go.
You're making history.
Hey, everyone. This is Jedward on RT 2FM, the coolest radio show.
Is this the first Irish play of this song?
Yeah.
Just saying it, just to make it sound cool. Because Graham Norton's been hammering it, I understand.
Yeah,
he's given it a good few spins.
He's played like three times.
I know that people say Graham Norton only plays songs that he likes, and he said he was a proud dad of
us. Is he your dad?
No, he said he felt like a proud dad when he was playing
Grimes
on the radio.
Out there is blushing. The secret's unfolding here at 2FM. Okay, this is the brand new single from Jedward. It's called Free Spirit on 2FM. Let's have a listen. It's called Free Spirit. I like it, boys.
And you can hear the rest of it on YouTube. But yeah, it's great. It's great that we get our own songs together and get... Because the thing about it is when there's songwriters and stuff writing songs for you, you can't get the vision right. You tell them to do this, you tell them to do that. But then when you're actually...
Oh, and I think it's great because we're Irish. Irish music. We wrote it all. So it's really, really cool. It's like Aslan.
It's great that we're doing something different. Like, no, Owen, it actually is. It's a really proud moment to have it played in radio. And you're just like, yes, every single
person.
It's really good that we went from X Factor being like, what are these guys doing?
See what it is, Owen. We've got so much to prove. We're not like these other artists who are being told how great they are and how amazing they are. We have to keep always proving ourselves. Like, we can't write a song like Hey Penny Down the Lane. We have to write a song like that's outside the box or something different, because we have so much people criticizing us and saying stuff about us. So we've got to always keep stepping our game up and learning to play guitar and learning to play piano and learning to always want to do more. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, some people,
yeah, because there's loads of artists out there that are always being told they're amazing, and then when the record label and everyone ditches them, it's like, where do they go? Like, do you get me? Like, me and John, we have, like, I don't think, we always do our own thing, don't we, John?
Yeah, so you got, we always keep, like, developing, like,
and we always keep a united front. Like, we're, like, full on able to, like, we're all to go to Canada, we're all to go to Australia and take it over.
Like, oh, I never thought, like, 5 years ago, even on X Factor, that I'd even be able to even write songs. And then you just keep surprising yourself the whole time and surprising people. And people are like, whoa, you're singing this differently. It's about always changing it up for everybody.
Well, we're delighted to play it, boys. And I hope you're going to stick around because we have tickets to give away for the Vodafone Comedy Festival. I want you to help us give them away. Well, no, not just at the moment, depending on what happens with Mr. Obama. If you want to go to the Vodafone Comedy Festival, it's on the 24th to 27th of this month in the Ivy Gardens. It's going to be brilliant. Dara O'Brien will be there, Russell Howard, Aisling B, Neil Delamere, and a whole rake of comedians, English
Amazing.
And Irish.
Oh, you're going to be there.
I hopefully will be there. And Jed, we're going to help you win tickets. If you want to go, text us now.
Text us now.
51552 and your name and location. I want to give those away in a few minutes' time. Might possibly be the grandest radio quiz of all time. We are about to play Radio Quiz Thing, the new quiz format that will take the nation by storm. Special guests Jedward are in studio to officiate. Jedward, by replication of an exotic barn owl mating call, can you please confirm your presence? Thank you very much, Jedward. Playing for tickets to the Vodafone Comedy Festival is Elaine from Santry. Elaine, with the words, what the hell is going on? Can you please confirm your presence?
I'm here. What the hell is going on?
There you go. Excellent.
Here it goes. Oh, it's so heavy.
Yeah, it's a heavy box. Thank you. Elaine, as usual, there are three possible keys to this box. There is key Ucker, key X, and key 2. Ucker, the Irish word for key.
Buchel Donna.
Ucker.
That is correct. You have opened the box. Inside, as usual, there are 5 envelopes. Yellow, purple, green, a luminous green, and one with a little sparkly diamante on it. Choose a member of Jedward.
John.
Hedgehog. Cabbage.
John is correct. Now, John.
Yes.
That's the green envelope. Remember, of course, Elaine, that you can use your joker at any time.
Lifeline.
Do you wish to proceed? You've got 2 seconds to decide.
Yes, I do, yeah.
John has opened the envelope. On this envelope, there is a card with 3 questions. A music question, a radio question, and a special question.
Here's the question, Owen.
Thank you, Jedward. Choose a question.
Music.
Purple. 7. Hedgehog. Buchel Donna.
That is correct. Finish this sentence to win tickets to the Vodafone Comedy Festival. Your favourite radio station in the land is
2FM.
Unbelievable scenes here at 2FM as Elaine wins Radio Quiz Thing.
Woohoo, thank you.
Woohoo, you're very welcome. That was supposed to be, oh yeah, what, I'm turning down this one. Yes, Radio Quiz Thing. That was the one I was looking for. Congratulations, Elaine.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Jedward, thank you so much for joining us.
Elaine, okay, I can't believe you chose John and not me. Edward is, I'm so pretty cool to all the girls out there if you want to call me. And John, you can go with Elaine.
You're amazing. You got great hair and you're awesome.
Thank you for stopping by, boys. Thank you, Elaine.
Slán.
Best luck with the new single, Free Spirit. We enjoyed it greatly.
No problem, though.
And can you download that?
Yes, you can download it right now on iTunes.
On iTunes?
Yes.
So because you wrote it and produced it, does that mean you get all of the money?
We get 70 cents out of the 99 cents.
Don't worry, it covers the amount that we made the song.
Unbelievable scene. So you take
We get zero.
Are you taking me for breakfast then? Is breakfast on you?
Yeah, in the RT Cantina. I heard it's the best restaurant in town. Your roll, get your baguette.
Thanks, lads.
I reduced.
We're getting out of here now. CEO, Round Studio.
It's a subsidized canteen.
Can we keep this box?
Yeah, you can keep the box.
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.